You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first Mini Bar Delivery order with code IHEART. Get Mini Bar Delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met, and we're kind of dorks about our anniversary, and we love surprising each other, and so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck. Because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our Comet Girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hello, hello, hello. You were back. You might as well be strangers, girls.
Did you miss us that bad?
We're not strangers.
Just kidding.
JK, that's the name of the episode.
This aired October 26, 2004, after Dare Night resulted in new arrangements. New arrangements? Mm. I don't know what
new couplings.
New couplings. There we go.
Oh. Okay.
A midnight meteor shower finds Lucas sharing a romantic night with Anna, who is inexplicably afraid of her brother's approval or disapproval.
We'll get into that one.
And Andy surprises Karen with a dinner date, and Keith cooks for Jules on their first date.
Mm. Brooke finds herself forming a mutually beneficial relationship with Felix, and Peyton sets out to find an opening act for her club.
And we name Trick.
This was directed by Samford Bookstaver, who we all raved about. We never got him back. Ever.
Why didn't he ever come back? He was great.
Because he was on fire. Like, we were so lucky to have him. And I think you all mentioned in this episode, his camera shots are beautiful.
Oh, he used that techno crane so beautifully. Mm-hmm. Those big widening shots that would get tall and leave people in these little zones. I mean, he was so talented and so young. And yeah, you're right. His career just took off.
That's a good point, Sophia. This episode was full of it felt like a bird's eye view. It was lots of little vignettes, and he did use that crane shot a lot, which gave me the feeling that I was constantly seeing things from a bigger perspective, especially that last shot where it's like we're in all the drama, we're in the scenes, we're in all the emotions, but it's that last shot of the episode was a reminder that it's just small town America at the end of the day, you know, just a mom and her son sitting on the porch going through the mail. Mm-hmm.
The long lens.
And he did something. Yeah. He did those beautiful long lens shots, you know, of all of us in the classroom where you'd see through people in the foreground to the characters. And then I got the sense, too, he wove a metaphor so well. We had a lot of metaphors on our show, right? But this episode, this is the big meteor shower. Also, the only time we ever saw that fabulous science teacher, why we didn't have him back all the time,
yeah,
I'll never understand.
He was so charming.
He was great. But, you know, he was explaining a meteor shower. Also, he made a comet reference, which I'm sure the hardcore fans noticed.
Yeah.
And all of Sandy's shots would start on two people and then widen out. Or someone, you know, Hathan?
Hathan?
Nathan?
We just started a new one.
My brain just scrambled Naily in a not cute way. So Nathan and Haley on their porch, and then it would pull back. Brooke coming out and sitting alone, and you saw this little girl in front of this big house, and then you panned over to Felix alone. You know, Karen and Lucas on the porch, all of these shots that would pull out. And in a way, you pulled away from them, just like in the science class. We started on these stars and then pulled back and realized how far apart they were. It was really metaphorical filmmaking, and I thought it was gorgeous.
That just blew my mind. We see how far apart they are.
He elevated it. You know, as much as I felt like the on the paper material of this episode was kind of boring. Like, there, I don't know that we did a lot of moving forward. We
Joy did say that in the episode. She's like, this one's boring.
I'm sorry. You can always count on me to speak my mind. I thought it was kind of boring. But
it was.
What he did as a director in taking this material and taking this sort of, I don't know, catching the audience up on stuff and just slowly moving different storylines forward, this was kind of an interim episode of just filler, space filler. But he did a lot of really cool stuff with it and made it feel bigger and better than probably what he was given on the page. So that was, I mean, that's a director's job, right?
Yeah.
Like, to make it even bigger and better. So well done.
It's so funny that you say that, because I was just saying, I was talking to my friend Jenny, and she was like, God, season two. I was telling her what episode we were on. She was like, it was such a good season. And we were laughing. And I was saying that one of the things I miss looking at TV now, I miss when we could just go slow in episodes.
Mm-hmm. Well, because there were
not every, not every scene had to be some major event. You could really let people move through things and discover things. And so it's funny. You're like, God, it's boring. And I'm like, oh, thank God someone is slowing down.
No, I like when things slow down. It's just that in this particular episode, I don't think the writing was good enough to be slow and really draw you in. Like, in order to slow down, there has to be subtlety. Yeah. There has to be
Oh, nuance, you mean?
Nuance. That's what I'm saying.
My favorite part of the rewatch is you two doing the predictive dialogue, like anticipating what Lucas is going to say. It's my favorite.
We always know.
You're both like, wait, wait, wait. There it is. And
he's going to say this.
Yep.
I know.
I love it. It's
like
favorite.
We do, guys. When we watch this show, it's like Mad Libs. We're just filling it up all the time. And I will say, I was very proud of myself. I nailed a Nathan line today, too. Oh. I knew it was coming. And yeah. It was sweet.
Give it to us.
It was sweet.
He said, my future's with Haley.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, I knew that was
Heidi.
Of course he did. He's sweet little bunny.
Delicious. So let's rewind to the beginning.
Okay.
Where we see hot Dan and hot Deb. This is like, come on up, empty nester syndrome, perhaps, at like a very young age. Like, imagine empty nester syndrome in your 30s.
That would be crazy.
That's weird, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I have friends that had kids either like senior year in high school or right out of high school, and they're in it. And they are always like on boats and like doing fun shit. And we're still in our 30s. And I'm like, oh, you know, they figured this out. And I'm still changing pull-ups. It's going to be I'll be in menopause by the time I hit empty nest, and I'm okay with it, but I can see where hot Dan and hot Deb really make the hard sell for just like getting it out of the way early.
They sure do. I mean, Dan on that treadmill, I love Paul, any excuse for Paul to hit the gym, he always takes it. Arse. So I love that he was like, Dan's getting better, here I go.
He got a haircut, all the things.
He got a haircut, tan, muscles, it all. And Barbara looked like just so young and fresh and cute, and I loved watching them in this episode.
Are either of you guys rooting for Dan and Deb at this point?
No.
Well, no. I don't know.
Sort of. It's really hard because it's like, what will change a person if not a near-death experience?
Sure.
And you can see him trying. Mm-hmm. He wants to do something romantic for her. He's saying, you know, he's got the second chance he didn't ever think he was going to get. But every time he does something sweet, whether it's with her or with Nathan, right when you're like, oh, wow, is he changing? Then he says something gross. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't know.
No.
And he can't help himself.
It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's so good looking.
Are you rooting for him?
I'm no. So, like, I like watching them together. And I think their chemistry is so strong, even when it's combative. And so as like a voyeuristic viewer who is not invested in anyone's emotional well-being, I'm like, and like, go to the beach house. Kiss. That sounds great.
Ooh, the overnight bag's great.
But like, as a woman who cares about feelings and toxic relationships, I'm like, Deb, babe, you have been a martyr. Call Keith. See what Keith is doing.
Keith's busy.
Keith's on a date.
Oh, we know what Keith is doing.
He is on a date.
Yep. Keith is on a date with hot Jules.
Yeah.
Also, can we just talk about one of my favorite hilarious devices of television is because, you know, you can't give out a phone number because people will call it and ruin someone's life. You can't give out an address because people will go there and terrify whoever really lives somewhere. So when Keith, you know, in the last episode, looks at Jules's phone number. It's a 555 because that's always what you have to do on TV.
Right.
And then in this episode, he calls her. They have a very cute scene where she says, oh, you know, he waited a week to call me. And then he came up with this lame survey thing. It was like so flirty and cute. And then he asks her on a date and goes, how about I cook you dinner tomorrow? She goes, great. And then he just slams that little flip phone shut. And
the we're all snap. Like,
so you didn't set a time. And you don't know where the woman lives. What are you going to do? Find her like a homing pigeon?
No. White pages. Remember when we had white pages? Like in an actual book in a drawer where we would look up people's addresses.
Crazy.
Dinosaurs. Maybe she put it all in the paperwork when she first came in to test drive the car. I don't know.
Maybe they're going to text in T9 on those little flip phones.
Yeah. Hey, friends, when we texted back then, you would literally have to hit like each button three times to get it to the right letter you wanted.
Yeah, select the letter. Ugh,
it took so
there was
long.
No full keyboard.
Like, this texting thing is never going to last. Man.
This is people are never going to have the patience for this.
Well, we also had Tyler Hilton in this episode, the introduction of our fabulous love, Tyler, who I'm so glad stood the test of time with our show and just stuck around forever and ever, because he brings so much life and fun, mm-hmm. and he's so smart and so free on camera and improvisational, and it's just like energy. As soon as he's on screen, it's, mm-hmm. you just feel the energy. And so that was super fun. I loved seeing him.
Well, and that introduction's great too, because Gravity Records in downtown Wilmington was a hangout for all of us. I literally, mm-hmm. Gus wanted our record player, and so he's got the record player up here, and I pulled out a crate of records, and they're all like records that I bought in Gravity Records. Aww. There's like the Outkast mm-hmm. album. There's some, there's some like really depressing emo in there. You know, like Cat Power is in there.
Love Her Forever.
Some Jenny Lewis.
That was such a great
hangout. And so it felt cool to be able to come in there and shoot. And Tyler was a child when we met him.
He was a baby.
He was. He was only a little bit older than James, right? Wasn't he like...
No, 19? I think he was younger. Wasn't
I think he might have been even younger. He had. I don't know.
He like just graduated high school or something. He was a kid.
Really?
Tyler came in with major kid brother energy, which was so fun. Mm-hmm. And he was so spunky and he really committed. And we were saying when we were watching the episode how much fun it was to watch the two of you spar and how funny it is, you know, that they put Peyton in an emo shirt. But Tyler, by the way, star predictive energy, you know, who knew what we didn't even know about ourselves and our eventual advocacy then, was just casually standing there in a vote or die t-shirt. And I was like, hell yes.
Yeah.
It made me so happy. Chris Keller did something really right in that first episode, and it was encouraging civic engagement.
It always helps when that kid brother energy comes in and is also very pretty, because he had just come off of playing Elvis in Walk the Line. And so we were just like, you're fun to look at. You're fun to talk to. Like, this is the total package. And now he's like a dream dad. He's like a girl dad. So he brings that same like fun, cute boy energy to parenting. And what a delight. We'll get Tyler on super soon.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
We got such good guests in season two.
We did. We totally did. And let's talk about Daniela a little bit more too, because why was she so concerned with Felix? Like, every conversation she had is obsessing over her brother.
It's her whole arc.
Yeah, her whole arc is I don't want my brother to find out I like a boy. But weirdly, Lucas goes along with it, and I just can't figure out why the writers wrote this stuff for him, because it's not like Lucas and Felix were friends.
This is what I'm saying. There's
they
no
met
nuance.
The same day.
It doesn't make any sense.
Guys, I have three brothers. Three brothers. I have never consulted any of them on who to kiss. Ever in my whole life. And we were also very close in age. So, you know, gross. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag
that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel attacked.
Please don't go look at my yearbooks. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
You guys, I am spread so thin and I am in my car 90% of the day shuttling children. So when I am parked in the pickup line and I can get my grocery shopping done, it is the greatest treat in the world. And that is why I am obsessed with Thrive Market.
Absolutely. Because the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch while you're killing time in the parking lot,
yeah.
Wherever you are. That's where Thrive Market comes in for me. It's the no junk food, healthy grocery store that we love, that your kids love. It's great.
That's it, baby. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
And I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. See, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And then you can use their on-site filters to suit whatever your lifestyle needs are.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
The thing that was so weird to me is it felt like, I mean, guys, we were laughing watching these scenes going like, well, what's up? Is Felix like, are we in the 1650s? Is Felix responsible for this woman's dowry? Like, does Lucas have to give him goats? Like, what is this weird, I can't be around you if your brother doesn't know I'm courting? Like, what?
But also, like, you know what? Fair enough. If you want to explore some sort of cultural tradition, let's explore it.
But
why are we just like, it's just so arbitrary. And he's such a douche anyway, Felix, that why is she, you know, I don't understand it.
No, the only person like doing like proper dating are Karen and sweet Andy and Keith and our fabulous guest today. Ladies, shall we bring her in?
Let's bring her in.
Jules, there you are!
Oh my gosh, hi! Okay, wait, let's do it. I'm going to give you need a proper intro. Guys, our guest right now is an American entertainment reporter, a television personality, professional wrestler, actress, author, businesswoman. She's a journalist that's conducted the only interview with the entire Obama family. She's interviewed every sitting president since Bill Clinton, one-on-one. She is a legend in her own right. And has been through so many amazing things in life and has held a torch for so many, leading so many people in incredible avenues of philanthropy and just learning and growth, personal growth. She's got her own podcast right now. So we are so, so, so happy to introduce Maria Menounos.
Hi, ladies.
What's
up? Hi.
Oh, my God. It's so nice to hear your voice, not just on TV, but like directed at us. It feels so good.
I'm so excited to be with you today. I'm so excited to catch up. I mean, my God, it's been so long. And
so long.
It's been way long.
Yeah, but you haven't aged a day.
Yeah, you've gotten younger, which
Look
seems
at
like
you.
Neither have any of you. I'm like just dealing with COVID right now, by the way. So this is my COVID.
Oh,
I tried to get my shit together for you guys.
Babe, how are you feeling?
Omicron,
are you okay?
Got you.
I'm actually good. Thank God. Yeah. The first day was pretty shitty.
Yeah.
And I had a fever, but then after that, it was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't that bad.
Well, so, you work like 20 Christmas. Jobs. So I hope it's an opportunity for you to just like chill out for a minute. I think you've earned that. Did you guys both meet Maria for the first time on One Tree Hill? Was that y'all's first meeting? Because we met at MTV. I don't know if you remember this, but I remember meeting you in the hallway and being like, oh my God, she's so pretty. Like that green room hallway right outside the control room.
Uh-huh.
Did you work at MTV? Did you host?
I was doing a show at that time called ET on MTV.
Right. That's what it was.
But we weren't filming it there. So I might've just been there like making an appearance or something on some show.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Oh gosh. And that's when I remember, gosh, Maria, I weirdly, did you and I meet
I knew you because of your dad.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, I have absolutely no memory bank. My husband and my first assistant, who was with me for years, they're my USB drive. So I usually have to ask them for everything.
What did I do?
So forgive me if I don't remember anything in life. But I do remember your dad took my first headshots here in LA because I was working at a place called Channel One.
Yep.
And Charles Bush, I'll never forget. And I knew you because of your dad. And then we met somehow before the show. I don't remember how.
I think
where,
it was an ET thing because I remember how crazy it was. You know, my dad was a photographer. I had to like work for him during the summer and I was a petulant teenager who didn't pay attention to anything because I was like mad I wasn't at the Glendale Galleria with all my friends. And then suddenly we're all doing this TV show and I have no idea what's going on. And it was one of those
I don't know what it was. Some press thing we did like at the end of season one. And I remember seeing you and being like, I wonder if she remembers me because I know her and this feels safe. Everything is overwhelming here. And you were just like, oh my God, your show. It was so, so sweet and lovely.
Maria, how did you get started?
How did I get started? Well, you, as you all know, it's like a series of baby steps, right? Yeah. It's like little thing after little thing. It's saying yes to the right things and then you get there. But kind of like the big moment that led to the big moment was my now husband was working at MTV at the time, came back to Boston to make a movie. I was so unconnected, guys. My parents were janitors. Like, this was not that kind of story, but my cousin went to high school with him randomly. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, that buddy I've been telling you about, he's coming back to make a movie. You should work on it. And he had been telling me since I was 13 that he had this buddy in LA. And I was like, whatever, bullshit. And he's like, he's coming back to make a movie. And I was working at Lord & Taylor in Copley Square doing makeovers for Chanel.
Taylor.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
I did makeup. And I basically quit my job, started working on the movie. And then a producer named Mark Finney, who was working on our movie, went back to LA after we wrapped and was PAing at a place called Channel One News. So he called one day because they were looking for new TV anchors. And he knew I was studying journalism at Emerson. So he said, you should put in a tape. So Kevin and I got the only two videos I had of myself because I was like not that person that was like so psycho focused on like, I got to put my reel together. I got to do all this. I was just kind of like going with the flow. And we put a reel together. I ended up getting the job moving to LA. And then from there, I went to Entertainment Tonight across the street. And so that was it. From there, it was like history. And then I was with you guys.
Yeah. How did you end up on One Tree Hill? What did you, was it a random audition or did you know somebody? Like, how did it come out?
So, I remember my attorney, Kevin Yorn, repped Mark Schwann at the time. Mm. And I had told my attorney that I wanted to do some acting. And so he spoke with him. And then there was some audition and I broke my toe just before the audition.
Oh, no.
And then Mark at the time was like, that's so Jules. And so he was like, this is so Jules. So I did the part, but it was only supposed to be like an episode or two, I think. And then it just kept growing from there.
Because you're good.
My recollection is, thank you. Thank you. I did watch back and I wasn't embarrassed.
No, you're so cute. You're like the perfect guy's girl.
Totally. And Joy said it. There's that scene in this episode because, you know, we meet you in the last one. And then in this one, we were talking about how cute you were, kind of ribbing Craig about how he called you with this total BS like survey excuse. But Joy said it, when you're sitting in that cute purple t-shirt on the phone, you're throwing out such strong, charming, like Alicia Silverstone vibes. It's it's like such an iconic energy of an era, and you tapped into it so beautifully. And I feel like that's why week after week, everyone was like, how do we keep her here? What do we do?
Yeah.
You know, how do we have more Jules?
No way. I don't know what happened behind the scenes. I don't know how it all happened or worked out because I was in a storm working crazy. I mean, it was like 48 out of 52 weekends, 7 days straight a week. And then I was flying to Wilmington to do this. And every time I got to go to Wilmington, I could take a breath and I could breathe. And I felt like I was in safe, good hands. Yeah. Like, I just felt so good that I remember when we wrapped, I was bawling. I'm like, I don't want to go back anywhere.
I wish we could have kept you. Where do we think Jules is today? What do we think Jules is doing?
I think she probably stayed with Keith because I felt bad in the end, right? Like I had to like deep dive and remember what was going on because I'm watching it. And I'm like, didn't I pull a fast one here? I don't remember. And then I saw it. I was like, oh, okay. So obviously evil Dan put me up to all this, but now I really like him.
Yeah.
So I would like to think, because a lot of people hate me for breaking Keith's heart. I hate me for breaking Keith's heart. I would like to think that we made it work somehow, that we like got back together again and lived happily ever after, had little Craig's.
I don't want to ruin it for you. He's dead.
I know.
He It's so sad. That's right. It's so sad. Maybe she just got like a huge Keith tattoo and she's just like.
When did he die? Because
a tribute to Keith.
Like season five?
Season three.
Was it season
three?
He died right after?
Yeah. It was season three because I had the short haircut. That's how I know.
What? Mm-hmm.
And it was the big school shooting episode.
Oh, I thought I had time to get back together with him. I guess not.
No, babe. It was like, it was a strong 1-2 punch. They were like, we're going to break his heart and then break his body.
Yeah.
He's so good though. He's really so lovely and so, so helpful and kind with me. I really appreciated him.
Had you acted growing up? Had you done theater and stuff?
No.
Really?
No. I used to clean nightclubs praying someday that I would get to like perform. So we would go, I would go up on stage and like the B-52s would leave their gear, like their drums and their guitars. And I would just go up there and pretend I was performing. And like my parents wouldn't pay attention to me because they were of course cleaning. So we were trying to get the frig out of there. Aww. But no, I never danced. I never did acting classes. I never did any of that. And then in college, I started kind of dipping my toe and acting in some student films and things like that.
Was it a hard transition going from being a reporter into acting? Was that, how was that for you? Did it feel like a stretch? Did it feel like a new adventure?
Well, it's funny because back then people weren't multi-hyphenates, right?
Exactly. No, everybody was a very particular box.
Yeah. And they were really, really against it. Like everybody was like, she can't act. She's a reporter. Keep
That's
her
right.
in that box. And I have to give my husband credit because he was the one who was like, why not? Why can't you do everything?
He was there.
Yeah.
Oh, he was there with you, wasn't he?
He did. He came down at some point. I remember we had to ship one of my dogs to my parents. They had a babysit. I will never forget. They go, Maria, don't tell anybody that we babysitting the dogs. They're going to think we're crazy. he pushed me and I just, you know, I wanted to do so many different things. I was so curious. And I always had the kind of mindset of like, we only live once. Why would we just stick to one thing? Why wouldn't we explore and try things? And so I loved it. I had so much fun. In fact, throughout the years after, you know, because I did some other acting, I did, you know, Fantastic Four, and I did this other movie called Kicking It Old School with Jamie Kennedy and Tropic Thunder and stuff. What I realized about myself is I was always happiest on a movie set or a TV set, not necessarily because I really wanted to be an actor per se, but because I really liked focusing on one thing. And it's funny how different things in your life will teach you things about yourself. Like I was so overstretched and doing so many things at some point that I was like, well, when am I happiest? And I'm like, oh, it's when I'm on a set because I'm so not good at it that I have to focus really hard.
Oh, stop.
Right?
Yes, you are.
Or not like, or maybe I shouldn't be like negative, but the point is it wasn't my strong suit. My strong suit was hosting, right? That was like my thing. I had never been trained, so I had to really give it everything I had. And I loved that energy of being able to focus on one thing. So there are so many times in my life as I continue to be a multi-hyphenate and do way too many things where I'm like, oh, how do I gravitate back to that? Just one thing.
Yeah. Well, so, okay, if you could pick like your perfect movie or perfect TV show to do, what would you, like, what's your dream gig?
Currently?
Sure.
You know, it's such a tough landscape. I feel like the world has changed so much, not just because of the pandemic, but I'm sure, I mean, gosh, I have to have you ladies on my show at some point so we can talk about this because I don't want to take up your show, make my
baby,
agenda.
But give it.
The acting world has changed so much and I can't wait to hear from you guys on it because it's so splintered. The whole business is splintered. Hosting, acting, everything is splintered. It's like, you get your little fiefdom and you stay with your fiefdom and then that's it. I have to say I've been doing a little bit more acting randomly. I did a holiday movie. I think, Bethany, I saw you in one recently, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I saw you. I was like, oh my God, she looks so beautiful. She's still the exact same. Oh my God. So I did a holiday movie and I loved it.
Oh no, you did it with Jana.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw Jana posting like beautiful pictures on a wharf or something with you. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, that seems really fun.
I know. We had such a good time. And it's so funny because, you know, we're all just here right now. But yeah, and then I have another Netflix series coming out, I think in April, with a very famous comedian where I get to do some fun. So we'll see. But my thing now is just my podcast. I really am trying to build that kind of like health, wellness, life improvement space for people to come where they don't have to fight about politics and they don't have to think about all the dreary, horrible things. It's like, how do we roll with the punches? How do we live better lives? How do we live happier and healthier and take everything that I've gone through in the last few years and teach people what I've learned?
Being your own boss as a woman is the most empowering thing. And, you know, we all kind of came up in the business at the same time, where we were at the mercy of a lot of dudes. And so to see so many women take the reins is exciting.
Yeah, the fact that you came up during a time when everything was so segregated, you couldn't sort of be outside of your box. And the fact that you did break the mold in so many ways is a huge testament to not only your gifts and abilities, but who you are as a person, that you just could see through the barriers, these sort of arbitrary barriers that have been put up, and decided to just do your own thing. I mean, it's just so badass, Maria.
Thanks.
I think it's so inspiring too, because to the point of what we're talking about, you know, for folks listening at home, it might seem weird to think about now, but when our show launched, you know, Maria, when you were beginning your hosting career, you were really told that you could only do one thing. Mm-hmm. So if you were a TV host, you were a TV host. If you did television, you could not do movies. If you did movies, you wouldn't dare to go on a TV show. If, you know, journalists were journalists, everything was so specific. Even the idea that singers might act was a shock to anyone. And now we think it's so funny, because if you're creative, you're creative. Yeah. If you're a storyteller, whether you write music or articles or film and TV, whatever, it's all of this is a creative medium. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost crazy now to consider that we all make film, television, movies. We work in journalism and political spaces. We, you know, some people on this show make music and, you know, not just albums, but write musicals. I mean, like, Joy, you do 87 things in music alone. And it's like, isn't it wild that there was an era, especially when we were all being sort of born as artists, where other people were telling us what we could and could not do? It is crazy now, because with the advent of new tech, like, anyone can do anything, even from home. It's surreal. Mm-hmm. And you really did set examples for a lot of people, us included.
Maria, I want to dig into your personal life. Were you able to watch this episode?
I did. Yeah, I watched it last night.
So right before we brought you in,
I texted my husband. I was like so excited. I'm like, I'm not an embarrassment.
Oh, no, you did great.
So many years later, you're like, oh, I definitely happened. There's no way I didn't suck. That was like the first time I'd done it.
No, you were so good.
You're so cute.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva, because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
All right, you guys know that I have been wearing Skims for a while now. I've bragged about it. Just recently, I tried another one of their t-shirts. Now, it's the best fitting t-shirt I have ever worn. And that's because Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I get dressed every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, because the second I leave the house to take the kids to school, I'm in meetings, I'm doing Zooms, I'm driving all over the town, I'm going to Home Depot to get stuff for my yard. You know, like, I'm constantly on the go. And so I want to be comfortable, but I also don't want to look like a bum. And these t-shirts are the perfect fix, you guys. They look great, they fit great, and they feel great. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small, all the way up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey, and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs. You know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom, or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now, you can shop by price, like $25 and under, or $100 and under, or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today. So we're lamenting Danielle Alonso's character caring so much about her brother's opinion about who she's dating. But you're telling us that, like, your cousin set you up with your husband. Did he mean to set you up, or was this supposed to be a business thing that escalated?
This was a career setup.
But when I met
Kevin, I was like, oh, he's the one. He doesn't know it yet, so I'm just going to have to force him to fall in love with me.
Okay.
No. I love it.
Good. I'm glad
didn't know?
No, I was like a chubby 19-year-old.
No,
and
you were
here's
not.
This guy coming in from, I was 40 pounds heavier than I am now. Of course I was.
Yeah, but still
and
cute.
So, I was tall, so I wore it pretty well, but I was just this kid and he was like this, you know, filmmaker guy from Hollywood or whatever. And so, yeah, he had no idea, but I was like, I know it's you.
How long have you guys been together at this point?
24 years in April.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Especially in our industry. You know what I mean? Like, you work so, so much. I love how grounded you are with your family and with your relationships and the fact that you can just like pick up with people. Like the last time you saw them was yesterday and it's been what, 15 years? Yeah. How many years has it been?
I also remember being so struck then and I still am so impressed by it and love to kind of witness it. As a person who adores you, as we all do, I remember being young and, you know, having this sort of first experience and definitely realizing that there's a lot of men in the world who are very threatened by successful women. And you came on our show with this husband who, you know, is, what is he, like at least 10 years older than you.
Yeah.
And you're coming into act and you've got this hosting career and you're running from, you know, a war zone here to the Oscars there and going to MTV and going to ET and coming to work with us. And he was walking around with you, holding one of the dogs and just beaming watching you. And the way he talked about you, and you'd like go to shoot a scene, you know, we'd all be down on the river. and two of us wouldn't be on camera. So we'd be at Video Village and he was at Video Village and he's like, God, just look at her.
Yeah.
She's good at everything. And he was so proud of you. Mm-hmm. And it really set such an example for me in what I would not tolerate less of in my relationships moving forward as I became an adult. I was like, oh, no, no, there are people who will love your success and be proud of
and
you.
And not threatened by it.
And if they're not,
yeah,
if they're threatened, that's their shit and it's not your responsibility. And I just, God, I just think about him all the time standing there with that cute dog and his cute little baseball cap, just watching you and like being so in love with you being the best version of yourself. It was very cool.
Oh, my God. You guys are so, so beautiful. Thank you for that because... You're gonna make me cry. I'm gonna have to make sure he listens to this because, you know, it is hard. I know for so many people to find somebody that is going to root for them, and he really has. I mean, so rooted for me every second of every day for almost 24 years, and you're reminding me of how much I should appreciate him even more.
I wanted to ask what you remember about Wilmington. You know, you said you came in and felt like you like had a big breath of fresh air every time you got there because your life was such a blur. What do you remember? What did you love about that town? And what do you remember about your filming experience too?
I loved every second of all of it. I think getting to have fun, you know, for me, because I grew up cleaning nightclubs, I didn't get to go do all the things that kids got to do and have fun. So when I look back at my career, it was things like One Tree Hill or even Fantastic Four. I had like two scenes, but we were there for months. So I got to have like almost like a college experience where we would just like go out and party every night.
Summer camp.
Totally.
Or Dancing with the Stars, where I got to have my dance recitals, but as an adult. It was awesome. My parents would come see my dance recitals. And so I look back at those moments where I'm like, wow, okay, I got my fun in kind of like a hyper insane way. Wilmington was gorgeous. I remember loving it there. And there was that ice cream shop. Do you remember that?
Yes, Kilwins.
Kilwins.
What's it called?
Oh, Kilwins.
Kilwins.
Yes.
What was your flavor? What did you go get?
I'm always like a cookie dough person, or was a cookie dough person then. I haven't done cookie dough very much now, but I was diehard cookie dough. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cookie dough and a waffle cone.
Where did you stay? Were you at the Riverview Suites, or did you get an apartment while you were there?
I was on, that's the Hilton, right? The Riverview Suites?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, we were in there. Yeah. It was so nice. It was just like, I could breathe. I feel like it was so great. And you guys were all so loving and warm and fun. And I remember all your dogs, Sophia.
It was my little rescue troop always.
Yep. How many do you have now?
Just one. Can you believe it?
Way.
I know.
I'm down to two. So.
Aww.
Oh my God. Look at us.
At what point do you direct? Like at what point after conquering all of this stuff, do you say, okay, I'm in the boss chair, this is my time?
That's funny. I've directed a little. I did a short film years ago. I think that one went to South by or Tribeca. I don't remember. We did a couple of different movies that Kevin directed, and then I directed a short. I really like directing a lot. It's funny you say that. I have always looked at everything in life like a shot, which is so weird. I don't know why. But then of course now it's like a whole other life, right? Because now with iPhones, everything is a shot, but preceding iPhones, everything was a shot in my head. And I love working with actors and I love all of that. So I don't know. It just seems like it seems like so much work now. I think I'm like too tired and too old, but I am going to direct a documentary. Joe Berlinger is going to mentor me through directing a documentary on my brain tumor journey and my mom's and kind of the parallels I'm seeing in women today and basically pointing out some of that to everybody. So I'm working on that right now.
That's amazing.
He's literally like the best. I'm so excited for you to move into that space.
Thank you.
Do you find, because one of the things that I think is real interesting about, you know, all of us in the way that, like you said, we pick up exactly where we left off. And we talk a lot on this show about how we're all at a point in our life where really nothing's off limits. Mm-hmm. You know, like, let's share the lessons. Let's get into the stuff, whether we agree or disagree or we're processing something. And, you know, on your podcast, on Better Together, you open up so much about all of this major life event stuff. And like you said, you do it in a way where it's about wellness and growth. And you're talking about, you know, what you went through with your brain tumor, what your mother went through with her cancer. This is big life stuff that a lot of people go through, but a lot of people don't often feel like they can talk about. Do you feel like all the years where you've been a storyteller, where you've built these connections with audiences and people, do you feel like you want to heal out loud so that other people can do that with you?
That's an interesting way to put it, actually, to heal out loud. I think I was healing out loud when I started the show because it was partly I wanted to find answers to help my mom through her cancer journey. And I knew I had access to people. I knew I had access to the best of the best. And I knew that I would be able to help others have that access. And then at the same time, be able to help my mom and myself, really my mom, but you never know. There were always some nuggets for me there too. But I think, you know, I just love helping people. That's always been something that's been in my heart and what I loved and admired so much about watching an Oprah in life, right? She loved helping people. And that was something I loved about her. I love about Tony Robbins. I love about so many people. So I love helping people. And I think that's kind of why, because I know if I'm open and vulnerable, someone else will be able to be open and vulnerable, and someone else will share something that might help us all kind of unlock something, right? That's why I always say we're better together.
Yeah.
What inspired you to when did you start the podcast? Was it initially you started specifically because of what your mom was going through, or is it something that was ruminating for a long time?
I think I shifted the title to that. I started doing the podcast. It was funny, Kevin. One day I came home from E and he had blown out our garage. And I'm like, what are you doing, you psycho? And he's like, this is your future. And I go, what? And he was building a podcast studio in the garage. And he goes, this is your future. And I'm like, what is he fucking talking about, this weirdo? This has literally been 24 years of me calling him a weirdo and not understanding, but he has such vision. So he built this studio. Soon after I get a brain tumor, my mom gets a brain tumor, I get a brain tumor, and I had surgery. And so I had like no balance and, you know, affected some nerves. So all I could do was use my walker and get into the studio and do my show there. So it ended up being, you know, where I kind of started my podcasting. And then at some point the show shifted into such health and wellness out of necessity because of my mom.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
It was organic. It just kind of happened. It was what I was already interested in. I've always been interested in life improvement, self-improvement, and health and wellness, but then it became very, very important and very top of mind. So,
and what are the things that keep you staying positive and motivated when you're going through tough times? And, you know, as you process the things that you're talking about on your show?
Well, I was talking about this recently. Like, I think life is like a roller coaster, right? I love roller coasters. Do you guys like roller coasters?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I do. So why do we love roller coasters? Because we're going to scare the shit out of us and then we're going to get to the other side, right? So it's like,
and we know we're going to be okay.
Life,
I'm locked in.
Yeah. Like, no matter what, we're always going to be okay. So I love the analogy of a roller coaster because it's highs and lows. We're going to have them. It's inevitable. Life isn't supposed to be fair. It's not going to be perfect. It's how we choose to go through it. And so I made a conscious decision. It took me a second. I had to gather myself because when you hear your mom has stage 4 brain cancer, it is the most paralyzing, worst moment of your life.
Yeah.
But I said, okay, we're going to go through this with like faith and with, you know, as much laughter and comedy as possible. And the same thing when I was diagnosed, I was like, okay, now it's pure comedy. I mean, I was cracking jokes with a neurosurgeon. Yeah. The second I walked in there, I go, hey, so you see this mother-daughter tumor thing often? And he was like,
oh, God.
And I'm like, okay, then. Great.
You're like, oh, we're serious here. Okay.
Yeah. To the point where I had promised him I would go to this charity event where they were honoring him. It was June 7th. I get diagnosed like sometime, I think it was like in April or something. And he's like, well, I can operate on the 8th of June. I said, well, that's my birthday. It's perfect. It's a rebirth. And he goes, well, obviously you're not going to make it on the 7th. And I go, no, I'll be there. And he's like, what? And so I show up to this charity event, you guys, and it's at the Sabons house. The Sabons are these like uber wealthy family, whatever, in Beverly Hills. And I see Dr. Black and I'm like, hey, 2 drink minimum. You're in my brain tomorrow morning. I'm watching you. And so then they're showing brain surgeries that he's operated on the screens. And I'm looking around. I see like Ted Sarandos from Netflix there and all these people. And I'm like, no one has a clue, but this man's going to be cutting my skull open and removing a tumor tomorrow. Oh, this is insane. But yeah, I mean, I definitely am someone who honors my commitments. So I went.
That's insane.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's bananas, but you know, life is going to throw its curveballs. That's why I love Rocky so much. He says, it's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. And so I think we all have choices how we want to go through things. And I know that the decision to use comedy and to make it as light as possible made our journey easier. Mm-hmm. And so I highly encourage it because having your pity party, we can all have our pity party for a minute. I had one the other day on, you know, when I'm like, oh, Christmas is ruined. Kevin and I both have COVID. This is great.
Oh no.
Can't go on our trip, but that took a minute. And then I was like, okay, this is probably happening for a reason. Well, what is it? Then you dig in, you're like, well, I need a rest. And I think God is just forcing a rest. And I think that's, you know, there's always a reason behind things.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs. You know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom, or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now, you can shop by price, like $25 and under, or $100 and under, or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition
with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
It's so important. Yeah. I think this is such a valuable outlook because it seems like it's a very common theme right now in our modern Western society, the entitlement to not suffer, the entitlement mm-hmm. to this idea that I shouldn't be inconvenienced. I shouldn't be suffering. I shouldn't be going through mm-hmm. anything. I have a right to my perfect life. And it shows up in so many ways. And it is so hard to, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if it's just this new generation or just what's happening with culturally in our society right now. But I think it's what you're talking about is a message that's really important for people to listen to and to reevaluate where we are in life.
Yeah. It's so interesting that you phrase it that way, Joy. Part of what I've really been wondering a lot about, which I know is a bit ironic considering we're all connecting via devices from four different places around the country. But I think there's like a dissonance happening because so many people are on devices so much of the day. And what people share out in the digital world is their highlight reel.
Oh, for sure.
So subconsciously or even consciously, now we all think everyone's out there having this Instagram perfect life. And suddenly we go, well, why am I the only person having a hard day? And it's like, yeah. Well, everyone's having a hard day. They're just not posting about it. Yeah. And I really wonder how.
Well, and that, by the way, feeds the mentality that I'm talking about, that entitlement.
Yes.
Like, there's something wrong with me. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean. And that's why, to bring it full circle, I think a show like yours, Maria, is so important. Because when you let people get real about what's going on, when you let people in, I mean, it's why I started my podcast. It's why I launched Work in Progress, to have like long, deep talks that are honest and funny and hard. It's why when we launched this show, we were like, well, let's get into it. Let's talk about the weird misogyny. Let's talk about what was really up culturally back then. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what we've all learned. Let's talk about what was hilarious. Like when you can be your whole self in a space, I think you do give other people permission to do the same. And it is like kind of an out-of-body experience that I know I'm having as the four of us talk about this right now, because I realize I don't think I could have consciously articulated this at 23, but you showed up for us when we were 23, and you were an example of this living out loud then. And we didn't have, you know, women really to set examples for us who were producers and hosts. All the people in power on our show were men. And you showed up and you were like, oh, I'm in power. I have five companies. And we were like, you can do that? Wow, that's allowed? Oh, we should all try to be like Maria.
Oh my God.
I want that on a t-shirt. I want be like Maria on a t-shirt.
Be like Maria. You had that energy where all the boys wanted to flirt with you, but you demanded respect and used humor in a way that they never, from an outside observer, they didn't trivialize you the way some other girls got trivialized. Like, you were well respected on our set. Our like grips and electrics were like, that Maria, she's a dame. You know, like,
that's so funny. It's so funny how they other people perceive you and you don't even know what they think of you. Like,
sure.
That's so interesting. I appreciate that feedback.
There is nothing like a dame.
Nothing like a dame. Well, I hope it was a good experience, because I know the Jules storyline is like, you know, it's a fun storyline. And I wish we had gotten more Jules. I'm glad that we got more than the one or two episodes you thought it was going to be.
I know. Me too. It was literally such an amazing experience. Oh, you know what I was going to say? I just remembered it. What I was going to say is, so you talk about kind of like showing up and doing all this stuff. And first of all, it was really, really hard because I, you know, again, nobody wants you to do anything other than the one thing you're doing. And so we had to fight and fight and fight. Can we do this? Can we do that? Can we do this? And by the way, my male co-stars historically could do the exact same thing I asked for, but I couldn't. Right? Yeah. I literally, oh my God, the examples are so horrendous and evil and bad. But anyway, we fought, and I'll never forget, Kevin actually threw the gauntlet down for me to do One Tree Hill.
Really?
He called the executive and said, she's doing it. I think he said something like, she's doing it. And I remember being in an airport shaking because I'm like, is this the right thing to do? Oh my God, whatever.
He's
we just like bought a house, and I'm like, how are we going to pay for things when I get fired and all this stuff? And he just threw down. He's like, listen, her weekends, you know, she's working for you guys 7 days a week or whatever. She's going to do this. And that's it. There's just like, so we like fired the shot and we were like, but I'm so grateful because I would never have had that experience. And, you know, they would have chewed me up and spit me out at some point anyway. So now I got to have all these really amazing experiences with great people and great friendships that I've built throughout the years. So,
well, we have to have an in real life reunion once you get better. Please.
Where are you guys located? Are you guys all in Cali?
No, I'm in New York.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in California right now. And so is Sophia, but she's also in Toronto. So where are you?
I'm in LA.
Okay. Where did you grow up, by the way?
Boston.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's why the Lord and Taylor. I was like, were you Jersey?
Lord and Taylor.
So maybe that's what we'll do.
Yeah. Let's have a get together.
Oh my God. That'd be so fun.
We'll kidnap Hillary and we'll have a little get together.
Guys, I would love.
Just come to the ranch.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We'll go to Sophia's ranch.
Yeah, I'm becoming an adult. Life change, COVID reassess was getting a ranch up in wine country in California, so we can drive here and ban. We love the men, Kevin included, but we'll just ban them for the weekend that we
go. Exactly. Road trip. Oh my God.
Yeah. Trip with Jules. She's a bad driver, remember?
Oh my God, should we take a convertible Mustang from Dan Scott Motors? Yes, really hammer it home?
Do it. Hey, do we have any fan questions that Maria can answer with us? We do fan questions and then we spin a wheel for our superlatives, our most likely to.
I'm looking for fan questions.
I can't believe Keith died that fast. I have no recollection. I've
so honestly, crazy.
I had to even remember how evil I was. I didn't even remember my own storyline, to be honest. I had to go back and watch a little bit last night.
Maria, I didn't remember that you were evil until we read the prep doc for you coming on this episode. I'm so enamored with Jules that I forgot.
I definitely fooled us all.
Friends, wow. we have a wheel. It has been spun. The superlative this week, most likely to win an Olympic gold medal. Maria, we pick a cast member, like a real life person, but also a character on the show. So who do we think is most likely to win an Olympic gold medal?
I mean, that's kind of tough. I guess it would have been
Sophia. You probably would have, right? Like, you were such a like focused go getter, like perfect.
Yeah, whatever Sophia put her mind to, she would have. Yeah.
No, Sophia would win in like archery. You know what I mean? Like, you would take like,
you know what?
Yes,
I'll take it.
Yeah,
I would. When the Hunger Games came out, I was like, oh, I could really get Katniss up in this if things got weird. Yeah. I love that plan. So I'll take that compliment. Wasn't Paul on the Olympic basketball team for Canada?
Yeah, he was actually. So Paul's the answer for that, for sure.
Yeah, no Paul's way. Really the answer, but honestly, I love that you picked me. Thank you.
Archery. Which character from the show? I mean, poor Nathan in his high flyer situation.
Nathan.
It could have been a contender.
I feel like it would have been Quentin if it hadn't gone south for him.
Oh, Quentin.
Yeah.
That's another person that dies, Maria. We have a whole slew of them.
So much death.
There was a lot of loss in Tree Hill. Good God.
It's like Game of Thrones around here.
Well, Jules is thriving out there somewhere. I just know it. I feel like Jules should have come back and got a bartending job at Trick. That would have been the ticket.
Didn't they bartend on the show at one point?
I feel like yes.
I think I did. I remember working there for some reason.
Weird. Well, I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah, we're going to
just going to plow through all these episodes.
What's your drink, Maria?
This is where I throw my brain tumor card down. I'm like, I have a brain tumor.
All right, folks. Well, we're all going to get together at some point, hopefully very soon in 2022. We sure are. And we want everyone to listen to your podcast. What days does it drop?
We are a daily show, actually. So
amazing. Wow. Oh my gosh. How do you have the energy?
Yeah, gone off the board. Actually, we went daily in COVID. So when COVID came, I was a one weeker. And I felt like I needed to be with everybody. So I was like, okay, we'll do this every day. It'll probably last like 2 weeks. And so here we are.
Amazing.
Better Together with Maria Menounos. It's on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. And then I'm launching a website companion for the show mid-January.
Amazing.
Awesome.
We're so happy to see you.
Yeah, we're so grateful you came. Thank you.
Love you, girl. So
love you, babe.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Friends, we love Maria Menounos. We love you. We're so grateful that you spend your time with us, spend your afternoons or your mornings. Maybe you're in your morning commute, but we love hanging out with you. And thanks for showing up every week with us and can't wait to see you next week.
We'll see you soon. Bye. Don't forget, be like Maria.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Friends, it is the season of Cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini bar delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get Minibar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.